Proclamation number 4802, dated the December 24th, 1949. Christ's descent to earth and reason. My descent to earth was necessary because people, my living creations, suffered immense hardship due to their own fault. However, my fatherly love did not want to let them perish. Besides, my adversary revolted against me insofar as that he totally controlled my creations, which his will certainly created but nevertheless with my strength, and was effectively denying them freedom of will by weakening my living creations such that they were no longer able to use their free will correctly, that is, in a way that was pleasing to me. And thus I wanted to help my weak creatures in their desperate need. This hardship not only applied to their earthly life, this hardship would last forever had I not come to help them. I felt pity for my living creations although they had turned away from me of their own free will. However, the fact that they were so exceedingly weak as to be controlled by my adversary was merely the result of their lack of love. Love is strength and fortifies the will to resist the assaults by the enemy of the soul. Wherever love exists, there is no danger of falling prey to the adversary because the presence of love demonstrates my presence too. But at the time of my coming into the world, people were entirely without love, apart from a few to whom I came in order to help them in particular, so that their utterly heartless surrounding would not lead to their ruin. I descended to these few because they were under great pressure and called upon me in their distress. Yet even their faith had become weak, no one established the connection with their Creator and Father of Eternity such that I was able to express myself audibly to Him. Where love did not exist, faith was missing and my opponent reaped a great harvest, for his activity even robbed the few of their faith in me, in my love, wisdom and might. And thus I myself came into the world. A human body received me because I wanted to help people as a human being in order to provide them with the evidence that a person is able to approach and unite with me if he strengthens his will through love and then deliberately fights the enemy of his soul, my adversary. My body was purely human but it was inhabited by a soul of light which, however, initially had no past memory at all until the unification with me through love had taken place. Only then did the soul recognize itself and its mission. Jesus, the man, had united with me through love, for love is strength, it is my fundamental substance, it is the divine which permeates everything. Hence it also shaped the human being Jesus into a divine being which was bound to be full of strength, might and wisdom. Thus I entered the human form after it had shaped itself through love into an abode for the eternal deity. You humans will find it difficult to understand this enigma as long as you still lack love, yet where love exists there is also light, that is where I myself can work and enlighten your spirit. I came to my own and they did not know me. However, I wanted to reveal myself to them and therefore had to enlighten them as to why they were in the dark, why they didn't recognize me and why they were in great danger. And therefore I instructed people through the man Jesus. I brought them my word which they themselves were no longer able to hear but which was heard by the human being Jesus. Since due to his love he allowed me to be present in him. For my presence means that you humans can hear my voice. Hence, you can only hear me if you change your nature through love, if your love allows for my presence. If love is within you, you are strong and no longer need to fear my adversary who intends to ruin you. I had to come down to earth because you lacked this knowledge and I wanted to inform you of it again. And this is why I come to my own again, for once again there is immense hardship, once again people don't recognize me, My adversary is firmly in control of them again, and only a few call upon me for help. And I grant their prayer, and am in the midst of those who want to be my own. And I bestow my word upon them, except that I am not physically amongst them, but am with them in spirit, as I have promised. However, I will return to earth and fetch my own into my kingdom. For the adversary's activity is getting out of hand, thus the time has come for him to be bound again. The time has come for the goats to be separated from the sheep. It is the time of the end, of which it is written that I will come in the clouds to judge the living and the dead. Yet I will be present to anyone who remains in love. He will not need to be afraid of the last judgment. I will be his redeemer again from greatest adversity, the Savior, who will come from above when Satan believes that he has won his game. And he will be bound in chains so that peace shall come upon those people who are of good will. Amen.